Well, good morning, and thank you so much for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, you guys. I'm super excited about today's show. As always, you know, I just love and adore spending time with you guys. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about today being Wednesday. I'm excited about this being the day that the Lord has made, and we can rejoice and be glad in it. I am that excited. Yes, I am. Every time I get to spend time with you guys help this show become one of the number one internet talk shows around the world. And also thanks to BBSRadio.com. We just appreciate everything you guys do and everything that BBS Radio does. And together, it has helped this show become one of the number one talk shows. And you just never know who's going to be joining us live on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Today, we have Prophetess Tara Caressa Hodges. She's going to be joining us. We also have my girl, Nicole Atkinson. She has In His Presence. And we have my boy, my homeboy from Detroit. I mean, he's been knowing me since I was all kind of messy. And has been my friend along the way, but he's a DJ. DJ Dave Spivey has a house gospel segment that I'm excited about getting up and moving and shaking into. And you know my girl, my home girl, my sister, my BFF, comedian Gina G is going to be joining us with What She Say and the trending tea. So I'm excited about that. Right now, I don't want to hold up the show any further. I want to go on in and just discuss the weather. Some of the places, cities are opening up against all advice. But I'm going to go ahead and give the weather to some of these places, because since you're out and about, you might as well know your weather. Atlanta, Georgia, and all of Georgia, your weather is 68 degrees today. You got thunderstorms coming all day, all evening long. It's going to stop around in the a.m. hours, so you won't have that tomorrow. So just be prepared for that. 68 degrees is your weather right now. Your high is going to be 70. Let's see. And Miami, you're 82 degrees, mostly cloudy. Your high today is going to be 84 degrees. You got thunderstorms coming tomorrow, so be prepared for that. Okay, and everyone else, listen. We're in, just don't think of it as a quarantine. Think of it as an incubator. Think of it like God is preparing you for something greater. Think of it as he's giving you time to rest. I know a lot of casualties, you know, lives have been lost, a lot of them, and I'm not dismissing it at all. I pray for the families, and I pray for the loved ones and friends of those that lost their loved ones and relatives. I do pray for them, and I pray for their strength, and I pray against against all fear and anxiety and worry and loneliness, people that are staying at home alone. I want you to just connect with every avenue of connection. I'm praying for those that don't have internet or have websites or computer and all of that. I'm praying for you as well. I just believe that God is in control, and I believe that he will supply for every need. And I believe that for whatever is being sacrificed today, God will return 100-fold in the days to come. So just hold on, and that your labor is not in vain. Your sacrifice is not being ignored. And just be patient and see what God is doing. All right. So I believe that no matter what the weather is today, no matter what the situation is, God is still in control, and he loves you and he loves me. All right. So now I don't want to hold it up any further because, oh, and if you tell a friend about Alexa, go on Alexa and you would say, on Alexa, you would say Gina's Radio Chat, and it'll bring you right into the show. Or you can go on Google Play and you can say BBS Radio Station Number 1, and it'll bring you right into the show. So we have every avenue, and you can also download the BBS Radio app. They have an app so you can connect with our network all over the world, any time of the day, music being played, everything, talk shows, everything you need, inspiration, encouragement, motivation, revelation, scientific stuff, whatever it is, we got it here on BBS Radio Network. All right. So without that, we're going to go into our sponsorship, and then I'll be bringing you a ministerial moment. Please tell all your friends to tune in right now. This is a moment you don't want to miss. I'm being very transparent as always, but even a little more this time. We'll be right back after this sponsors.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16, 19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
All right. Well, I want to just go on and say that during this time of the COVID-19, I have really taken a lot of time to spend time with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And I have really got to see a transformation in the way I see things and the way I think and the way I feel and react. I can only speak for myself. I just feel like it's a few people out here that's going to capture this, because I believe that you're in this same type of situation of molding and transformation. I believe that it was a time that I was growing. I used to be a people pleaser. And so I would want to please everyone. I didn't want anybody to be mad at me. That was family, friends, anybody. I just didn't want anybody mad. I didn't like a lot of chaos. I didn't like a lot of confusion. I just didn't like a lot of confrontation. So for me, I felt like if I was always making people happy, or if I was always doing something, that it would keep peace around me and with me and other people. Well, that actually put me in bondage, because you can never control anybody else's reaction or how they see things or how they feel about things or how they react to things. And you don't know what they've been through, what could trigger certain things. And so it was like a constant going around in a circle, being disappointed. And, you know, and then I think that it caused some kind of manipulation too, because then I would try to even harder to manipulate the situation. So I say all of that to say that a lot of times we find ourselves, those that desire to people please, we find ourselves more less eager to go into our relationship with the Father. We believe in him and we love him and we know that he exists, but surrendering everything and getting to know someone that you can't see or touch or feel, you know, physically, could be challenging for some people. And I think for me, I knew that I can only get but so far, because people blocked my relationship with God, meaning that I put people, my efforts into that, my everything, my sacrifices into that more than I did into my relationship with the Father. And even before I realized that, you know, okay, through trauma and situations that I went through, that I would be more dealing with little girl issues. I dealt with those traumas and those situations, and I acted in those, you know, rebellion to that, or I acted and made decisions based on that, the hurt and pain from those situations. And then I created a mountain of mess and a personality through, you know, my decisions with doing drugs and stripping and all of this other stuff. I developed this personality and that, and then all the while still people pleasing. But then I've seen things as the little girl. I've seen a lot of things that had happened to me from making bad choices as a young adult, even until when I turned 34 and I finally surrendered myself to the Lord. Even in that situation, I was so glad to be a part of this kingdom community, so excited for the fresh and the new, and the expectation was so great of what I believed to see from God and to experience from him that was totally new. And he was doing such a quick work from me that it was not until then that I realized that I had a people pleasing spirit, and that I looked to to satisfy and appease people. You know, from that point, I realized that I had these. And so I've been fighting up against it and didn't know what was the root of it, what was the cause of it. But I realized also in that as God was starting to deliver me and starting to show me my worth and my value, the more I got to see that and how great Father was and how merciful he was and how loving he was and how he delivered me from addiction to drugs and stripping and all these other things that were worldly things, how he was the one that delivered me from all of this stuff, was I able to now see things from his perspective. Okay, so going back a little bit, I realized that with all of that, that nothing that I would do in this phase of my life, being transformed and renewed and delivered, would anybody, family members or old friends, would ever see what God was doing in my life, because I had created this whole, well, along with the adversary and along with the world system and other things, created this facade of my identity that was not true. So no matter how much I changed or how much I prophesied or how much I spoke in tongues or how much I, you know, miracles was happening around me or people's lives are being changed around me through the Holy Spirit, nothing could change my family's point of view of the way I am. They would always reference what I used to do and who I used to be. And so I was getting frustrated with that because I found myself not being myself and still people pleasing. At first I was thinking that maybe it was, and this is friends too. I thought maybe I was, you know, actually making things better, you know, having peace that surpasses all understanding and, you know, walking in this and walking, you know, above it and not, you know, allowing it to affect me. But I found that I wasn't being myself. I found that I wasn't being, you know, I couldn't share dreams. I couldn't share visions. I couldn't share what God was saying because they would never see beyond what I had demonstrated in the past. And so that would frustrate me because I knew that if I was around family or friends of the past, that I truly still was not being myself. Now, here I am in the past not being myself because now I'm acting in what, you know, trauma and disappointment and mental and physical and emotional abuse through my childhood, through decisions that I made, traumatic experiences that I experienced as a young adult, and all of that had created this being because I was in survival mode or because I was in defensive mode or because I, you know, felt that I had to protect myself however I needed to protect myself to survive in the environments that I produced and those that were produced for me as a younger kid. So I wasn't being myself then. But then now I'm with God and now I'm seeing and, you know, dreaming and having visions, and God is every prophetic word, you know, it's manifesting and coming to pass. And now I'm seeing who I am. I'm not grasping it because now I'm caught in the middle. I'm caught in the middle because I'm believing in such miraculous supernatural transformation that God is doing by his own hands. I've gone to, just a sidebar, I've gone to a clinic, a rehab before, and I went back. I went in for 30 days. I think in 30 days, I went back to using drugs and all of that again. And I had been fighting it for over 20 years. But the true deliverer was God himself by the blood of Jesus, by Holy Spirit leading me to his graces. And I have been transformed and delivered from that. So I say all that to say is that I don't know what your walk is, what God is having you to do. But I do know that God is able to heal and he's able to deliver. I do know that. And I do know that he can transform you and he can make a new identity for you. He can reveal your identity. He can reveal all of that to you. And once you get hold of that, then now you're in the process of now being in the old and being in the new. Because I know that in rehab, they would tell you things like you have to change your people, places, and things. Well, I see and understand that now more clearly now why that's so relevant even in the kingdom. Because, and even Jesus operated in that. on two occasions that I can give you, paraphrase and give you scriptures about. On two occasions he did that. And once he did it when he was in a synagogue and he was with the preachers and the teachers, and his parents was there, and his parents left and they didn't realize that he wasn't with them. And then they looked all over for 3 days. Then they finally went back to the synagogue, and there he was with the preachers, the teachers and the preachers, and he was listening and learning and he was speaking, and they were just astonished by the wisdom and all of that that he had had at such a young age. That when he was a little boy, that was that time that there was an identity separation at that moment from his parents to who he truly is in the kingdom. And then there's another one in the New Testament when he was talking to the disciples, and he said, "My parents are these." He was already given a distinctive difference in from his biological to his supernatural. And I want you guys to understand that there's going to come a time in your life. Maybe not everybody, but I know it was for me, where I had to make a decision. Either I'm going to continue to fight the old perception of myself and still not live fully in freedom to who I am today, or I'm going to have to walk away and live in my new identity where I can, where I'm free to believe God's greatness and his favor and his visions and his plans for me and my son. I had to make that decision, and I chose to walk away and believe the report of the Lord. I don't really care what anything that I've done from the past. God has forgiven me. I don't want to be dragged back into the past. I don't want to be familiar with the past. I don't want to continue going over and over and over from the past. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And for 18 years now, I've been walking with God. I have not been perfect by no means. I've had to learn a lot. God has had to remove scales from my eyes. He has had to deliver me from the old into the new. He had to deliver me from the little girl, from the wounded, self-destructive young adult, all the way up until I was 33 years old is when I lived a self-destructive life. He had to deliver me from that. I paid the cost. I paid the price. God has relieved me from that. And so now I'm walking in that true freedom. And sometimes you have to walk away from your old into your true identity, your original intent, who God had created you to be. And anything or anyone or any place that would keep you in bondage of that, you have to make a decision to choose God. And what it is that for me, how I know it's the Father is because there's no animosity, there's no no anguish, no from on my part at all. And some things, it's seasonal. You hear about seasons changing. And a lot of times we don't want to let go. We're afraid of the unknown. We're afraid to be alone. We're afraid what's tomorrow? Who am I going to be friends with? And I don't want to be alone. But I'm going to tell you, since the surrender and since December, before this even COVID-19 for me, God has been just peeling off layers for me. He has been freeing me from all emotional and all just baggage that I carried of guilt, of shame and condemnation from my past and things like that. And from, through dealing with people still and trying to appease them and trying to do the right, be a good daughter and be a good family member and be a good friend. And trying to do all of that. And it's like, nobody knows the sacrifices that are being made. And so to be relieved from all of that and come into your true identity and let God do the healing and let God mend, it's just the thing that sometimes you walking away from situations will allow him to come and heal all parties involved. It will cause a healing. It will cause a deliverance. It will cause for him to be able to move. But as long as we're still stuck in the past or stuck in trying to fix it on our own, he can't maneuver in that way. And so I feel a liberation in that I can trust God. I feel a liberation that spending time with him and getting closer to the Holy Spirit and seeing how God is moving is such a liberating situation. And I just want to pray for anyone that's stuck in the middle. I pray that God gives you the strength to walk on the side of freedom. I pray that God will give you the strength and the boldness to seek after him more, to grab hold of who you truly are, embrace that, and let the seasons change. It, you know, sometimes spring has some snowflakes in certain states. You know, I've experienced a snowstorm right after Resurrection Sunday. And, you know, that's a switching up of a season. God can do whatever he wants in any season, but we won't know until we let go and let God. So I just want to encourage you of that. You're not alone. I am still learning about myself every day, and it's been so refreshing. I've never felt so loved and so happy. I just feel so happy that I don't have to worry about what people think or how they feel, or, you know, living in my past and being reminded of my past and not being free to embrace my newness or my, you know, restoration. I mean, all that I've been through, you know what I'm saying? I know I've done a lot of things to people. I've hurt people in the past. I've said things in the past, and I've repented for those things, and I've been forgiven. But when you actually are walking in that liberation, that's when you're able to see God truly move in your life, because there is no condemnation to those that love God. And you have to forgive yourself. If nobody else forgives you, you have to forgive yourself. And every time you fall short, repent and forgive yourself as God has forgiven you, and allow him to move and forgive those that don't forgive you. You know, God, Jesus said, forgive them, for they know not what they do. You know, there's a distinction right there that I'm living kingdom because I'm already here. I'm already in my destiny. So I just now ask you to forgive those that still saw me as a carpenter, that still tried to water me down as a prophet, that still tried to keep me in a box. I still want you to forgive those that that know not what they do. So I want you to be encouraged about that. And I hope that you understood what I was saying. I love you so much. DM me, inbox me. I receive it all. Now we're going to go right into, we got Gina G. Joining me now. I want to know, how are you, sister?
I am, child, you just hit me. How are you going to just hit us with all this goodness and then right back to you?
I can go on. You know, you've been in my life, you know, for a minute now. So you've seen a lot of transformation in me, even with preaching and teaching and, you know, praying and all of that stuff. You know, we all go through stuff. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we're still a work in progress. And, you know, I didn't even till December 31st, when I had to deal with something major, and you know about that, until this COVID-19, I mean, yeah, it has been just a constant, like I'm walking off stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? You got to walk it out, though. You can't just sit there. You got to walk this thing out. And
you
just
gotta
watch
work it
the
out.
Layers come off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It was just perfect. I just had to tell you that. Because you had me over here then. Now it's a Gina G. I said, wait a minute, keep going. That was good. Okay.
Well, listen, before you give us the trending tea, we got to hear from Nicole Atkinson in your presence. She's got something for us that's going to seal that.
I'm excited.
Then we're going to go with your trending tea and what she say, and then we're going to bounce off with House Gospel. All right, we're ready, Doug, for Nicole Atkinson in his presence. This is a good time for it.
Hello, welcome to In His Presence, April's monthly devotional. Today we'll be looking at scripture out of Proverbs 4, 1 through 7, out of the Amplified Bible. And it reads, "Hear, O children, the instructions of a father, and pay attention, and be willing to learn, so that you may gain understanding and intelligent discernment. For I give you good doctrine. Do not turn away from my instructions. When I was a son with my father David, tender and only son in the sight of my mother Bathsheba, he taught me and said to me, let your heart hold fast my words. Keep my commandments and live. Get skillful in godly wisdom. Acquire understanding. Actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth. Do not turn away from her wisdom, and she will guard and protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. The beginning of wisdom is get skillful and godly wisdom. It is preeminent, and with all your acquiring, get understanding. Actively seek spiritual discernment, mature comprehension, and logical interpretation. We are in a moment where God is saying, get still, for I am teaching you something new, something you haven't seen or heard before. Get in a surrendered posture. Tell your flesh to die so your spirit can live in the truth. Our Father is giving you new insight with greater understanding of who He is and whose you are in Him. It is time for His people to be awakened to a new dawn has come. I know all the uncertainty that is going around in the world today with this coronavirus, but God is speaking in this hour to His remnant. He's asking and He's requiring and He's even demanding that we get before Him and be still and listen intently and pay attention, as the Proverbs Solomon so eloquently shared, how his father and how his mother taught him. In this hour, God, our Father, wants to teach us. He wants to provide instructions. And He says this will take actively seeking discernment. It will take mature comprehension so that we can logically interpret what it is that He is requiring. If I had to title this devotional, it would be a transitional moment, because we're in a transitional moment. Things are changing. God has slowed down the activities of this world, and we're getting a fresh perspective as to what is happening and what's been happening. And God has given us a fresh perspective for our future, for our visions, our dreams, and our gifts. I truly believe in this hour, we're being called to be still and listen, learn, re-strategize, refocus, prioritize, and put things in its proper order, in its proper context. For way too long, we have put things, ideas, people, agendas, jobs, ministry, talents, and gifts before Him. And I truly believe in this hour, He is asking us to be still. Your Father is speaking. He's giving instructions. He's fulfilling us with wisdom like never before. Because there's work to be done in the earth. Our gifts and our talents and our purpose is being called forth in this hour. So in this transitional moment, I challenge you to read Proverbs 4 and meditate on it and let it saturate your heart. I challenge you to take part in this transitional moment that God has given all of us. So I hope you enjoyed this month's devotional, April transitional moment. I'm Evangelist Nicole Atkinson, and if you'd like to reach out to me, you can reach out to me on Facebook under Nicole Atkinson. Also, I'm on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram N_purpose. Love to hear from you. Love to share with you. But until then, God bless, and know that I am cheering for you.
Oh my God, she make me just want to go in meditation mode.
Girl, her voice.
Her voice. I want to go to sleep. I just feel like I'm on a cloud with Jesus.
Me too. I said, wait a minute, she's too calm. Hold on, I love this. this. This made me relax. I just was like, ooh.
Okay. I know, right? I had to put her in the segment right after mine because I know you revved it up. Then we got DJ Spivey. Then Tara coming on here, honey. And she fire, honey. So I know.
Girl, we
had to get her right on in. I feel like I'm right in God's arms right now. So what you got, Gina G with the Trinity?
Oh my God.
I say
there
Gina
we go.
G
hey.
With the Trinity. I say what she says got the Trinity. I say what she says got the Trinity. She got the Trinity for you and me. Not just for me, but you and me, Gina G with the Trinity. Hey. That was good. I like that one. Did you take that though?
You put some extra work in that, but I like that. Okay, y'all, I know we ain't got a lot of time. I know we ain't got a lot of time, so I ain't going to spend all of it laughing with my sister. Okay.
Come on, sister.
Now, so right now, you guys, the U.S. is surpassing 1 million known coronavirus cases, you guys. 1 million. Even though there is a lot of us here, 1 million is a small fraction, but it is a big, big, big problem, you guys. 1 million cases have been known. I don't know if you guys know, but the U.S. Navy Blue Angels and the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, which are basically, they're kind of like rival, like pilots, Air Force men, right? But guess what, you guys? They came together yesterday, and they flew across New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania to honor all of the healthcare workers, the first responders, the military, and the essential workers. And it was just, first of all, I've seen the Blue Angels because I live here in Virginia. So the Blue Angels actually have a thing that they do, a show that they do every year. And when I tell you those planes, them jets are so loud. Oh, my God. You know they're there, you guys. And it's just beautiful to see those two rivalries come together and support the healthcare workers. And I'm telling you right now, y'all, it was beautiful. But, sister, there was people gathered, honey. Oh, Lord. People gathered. Some with masks and a lot of them without masks to see the doggone jets. Now, we're not talking about the social work. I mean, we're not talking about the hospital workers. We're talking about regular folk. Now, the hospital workers, please come outside. They had to come outside. It was for them. I'm talking about regular folk that's outside. Do you hear me? I'm talking about this. So that was another big thing. Like, how is this going to work? You know, other countries, they can shut their country down. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
In my husband's country, in Bermuda, you cannot be out past 7 p.m. at all. If you're caught out past 7, honey, you're getting in trouble. Nothing is open, sister. I'm talking about, you know how here in America we have, like, you know, McDonald's and, you know, a couple food chains are doing takeout and stuff like that. You know, in Bermuda, nobody is open. The grocery stores, they, like, take y'all butts home and go ahead and cook because we trying to, air tighten this down. In America, you just can't do that. So, people, please, oh, Jesus, I know the weather beautiful and I know y'all trying to get about the house. But if can we just social distance, please? Like, today it's my sister Tiffany's birthday. And, honey, we getting ready to social distance in the front yard. That's all we
can do. I love it.
Because it ain't nothing else going on.
But that's so nice, though. You can still, you know, hang and party up with her, you know, from a distance.
We can still hang from a, I'm talking, and it's going to be, and I'm not playing around. You know, family or no family, honey. I ain't playing around with grown. I ain't even been outside in 2 months. And let me just tell y'all right now, one more thing. Our vice president, I was just talking about masks, but you guys, it bothers me. And I guess I can understand it and I can't at some point. But now Vice President Mike Pence, he went to some clinics yesterday in Minnesota and Rochester, honey, and he didn't have no mask. I'm talking about no mask. He up here meeting patients, doctors, everybody.
Patients, I know. And
girl,
all the work they
girl.
Do, people fight for their life and all of that.
With
and
a touch of the elbow.
Up there willy-nilly.
Girl, come on. I get corona tested all the time. Well, first of all, I don't need you to get tested all the time because somebody else needs a test. Okay, you need to get your one
all.
Little test. Get your one test. It's
and,
your
and we,
down
and
somewhere.
We
by
no wonder it seems so plentiful to them because they keep using them all.
Right.
They keep on there talking about we've been testing more than any other country. I guess so. Up in that White House, you and your partner,
you, there, everybody
y'all got
tested.
Plenty of tests. And it's people that need the test, y'all wasting.
Yep, he said multiple. He said he's taking multiple. So he didn't need to wear no mask because he's all constantly getting tested for corona. So it must be nice to be the vice president and the president of the United States because they can just do willy-nilly whatever they want. But I just want everybody to be safe. And I got some sad news, and I'm going to cut it off right here. I don't know if you guys have seen Slumdog Millionaire, but Slumdog Millionaire, this guy has been in a couple of things, Life of Pi. But his battle with cancer, you guys, he passed away at 53. I friend him. You heard me. I friend Hakam, Bollywood icon, 53 years old. You guys, you can go on CNN and look at some of his work. I mean, he's been in The Fly. I mean, you'll know. As soon as you see him in those big old eyes, you'll know exactly who he is. So we just want to send our condolences to his family in this time. But you know what? Thank God it didn't have anything to do with corona because I've heard they just putting corona cases on everybody. If you in there in the hospital and you died, I don't care if it was from pancreatic cancer, if they added on to corona. So just be careful, people. Stay safe all over the world. This is not something that's just affecting America. This is affecting the world, okay? So my what she say, right now, while we all worried about ourselves, honey, these trees, these birds, these lakes, these oceans, the sky, everything is just coming into life. So let's just take a moment to appreciate those things. I know you cooped up in the house and you're negative and you're mad and you're sad, but I'm telling you right now, that only makes this transition of your life right now tougher. So if you put a smile on your face, people, and just take a walk, I don't care if you walk to the corner and back, just to know that the sidewalks and the streets still exist, Lord Jesus. Y'all have to take it because it's for your mental health. So that's it, honey. That's what she said. Yeah, I said it, mental health, because black folks, we don't try to talk about it a lot, but we have mental issues. So I definitely want to make sure our listeners for the Dr. Gina's Radio Chat are taking care of themselves during this quarantine. So that's it, though, since that's all I got, because everything else is just drama, and we don't need that. We don't need that tea right now. We need to sip some healthy, immune-boosting tea.
I know, that's right.
No drama.
I know, that's right. Well, I wanted to know, you know, Minnie died. She passed away. Minnie, the little, no, from Little Women on Lifetime. Is that what it's called?
Little Women of Atlanta?
Yes, Little Women of Atlanta. She passed. I saw that on Instagram from a couple of people, and they were giving condolences about her passing. There wasn't a whole lot of conversation about it, but a few people that I know. Judah Band, you know, my boy, my friend, Randy, Pastor Randy, he had a repost that Miss Minnie, she passed away. Yeah.
Miss Minnie, girl, that's the popular one. That's a little short black lady.
Not Miss Juicy, but yeah, Miss Minnie. She the one. Her and Miss Juicy used to, you know, they had them as
okay,
rivals.
Juicy. Okay, woo. I was thinking, okay, so not Juicy.
No, not Juicy that's on, not Miss Juicy that's on Ricky Smiley, no.
Okay. I was gonna say, now, I know
Miss
I would have heard
Minnie.
It. Come on now.
Miss yeah, Minnie, oh, Little my, Women my of Atlanta. Yeah, she passed away, so yeah.
My gosh. You know what, y'all? This is what I'm saying. You better love on folks now.
This was from a tragic hit and run car accident. She was 34 years old.
Oh, I see. Wait, that's my girl, Gina. So it was a hit and run. You know what? I'm really going to take the time to read about this today because, when you are, I don't know what's the politically correct term. I mean, I definitely don't want to disrespect anybody, but when you already have complications being this in this form already, and she's already battled so many things. So I've watched this show before.
She had battled some health conditions prior. And she was really, confidently walking it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like she was, you know, losing weight and doing stuff. So, it's just so sad, so young.
Now, that hit me.
And I was just saying how 34, my life had changed. And just to think that if my life had ended at that young of age, you know, I was just saying
she
that earlier.
Never.
In the second, that it was 34.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Girl,
but,
who did
yeah,
a hit
so
and
we
what?
Give our condolences
oh my God.
To our friends and family and, yes. and Pastor Randy and everybody who is yes. grieving her, you know, yes. the loss of her very being.
And we need
I mean,
to find
she was so
cute. We need to find this guy or lady,
and
whoever,
she,
this hit and run.
Yes, find them. And she was so stylish. I love she carried her shoes, her pocketbooks, and her hair, and all of that. She had it going on. But anyway, I just wanted to bring that to surface. And it's so much to talk about with trending topics. You would think that we wouldn't have a lot of trending topics
right,
in as we inside,
right.
but we do.
But we definitely
do. There's a lot of shenanigans going on. But we'll continue to give you guys updates and stuff like that. But stay in Chicago. And, you know, New York, they got something going on. A Jewish funeral was going on, and now the mayor's getting backlash for that. You know, everybody's trying to claim
man.
Everybody's racist, and the president is saying stuff about disinfecting and people trying to take disinfectant and calling the mayor of Maryland and all of this stuff. There's just a lot going on, and you wouldn't think.
Everybody is so, you know what it is, sister? It's the uncertainty. And that is what
yeah.
you are, that is what is called faith.
Yeah.
And this
well,
time right now, you see who
yeah.
has faith and who does not.
Exactly. We got to keep that faith up, you guys. We're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going right into DJ Dave's Spivey segment. I love his segment. His House of Gospel segment. Go ahead, Doug. Play that. And then we'll be right back with Prophetess Tara. We can't wait for Tara to come on. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince. One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I am super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord and he ministered to me, he put that in my spirit, health and soul. And he said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what he wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
This is Joanna Beck, and we just gave you a strong, powerful vision and word from the Lord. And now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Oh, in Jesus' name. Well, I can tell you the reason why we sing.
Wow, that was, oh, thank you,
I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free.
I know, I love it.
It.
Such a good job. All right, now we're in transition because my girl, my sister, Prophetess Tara Caressa Hodges, a media influencer, preacher, teacher, therapist, my sister and friend. Welcome to the show, girl.
Hey, woman of God, how are you doing today?
We are fine. We are so fine. Glad to have you on, girl. Please, what is God, you know, because you and I have talked on and off, and God is always ministering to you, and you've been spreading and just sharing what God has been giving you in sections. I mean, it's like a drop of something, and you just drop it on social media, on Instagram. What is God saying to us right now with our emotions and all of that? What's going on?
You know what? We have to find stability of our emotions in Him. And because emotions are just that, they're always in motion. And so if you don't stabilize your emotions will destabilize you. And so one of the ways that I tell people that you need to remain stable in your emotions, especially in times like these that it's just different, is number one, wake up and honor God. Remember that God is in control. No matter what is going on in this world, no matter what is going on in this life, He is still in control. He is still sitting on the throne. So remembering who still has power is a great emotional stabilizer. And then something else that can aid your you stabilizing yourself and your emotions is focusing on what you can control. Psychologists today, they say it very often, the happiest people focus on what they can control, while the unhappiest people focus on what they can't control. Mm. And so the reality of it is you can't control the stock market, but you know what? You can control balancing your checkbook. You can control getting up and making sure that you are living your life on a schedule. You control if you get up and you spend 15 minutes in prayer, reading the word, working out, eating healthy, you name it. So it's remembering who God is. He's still in control, and then focusing on what you can control.
I love that. That's some good stuff. I love that because it just brings everything into perspective. I think right now when everybody's all over the place and just centering that, and I can contest that that's something that God has been doing in my life. I administer. Mentioned that earlier in the show, and it's just been so refreshing. A lot of times, I believe that even in the season of just separation, you know, and focusing on what's going on in your household and what's going on, what He's doing in your life can keep you and groom you into that emotional stability, because then you'll start seeing what's important, what's of value. Because sometimes we react in emotions to things that are just not. As it's just nothing, like you said, we can't do anything about it, or it's just not that important. And then we realize later, after we allowed it to get a reaction out of us, that it's like, okay, now we have made this thing bigger than what it actually should have been. What is your take on that, especially now when people are just really minimized so much right now with socialization, having false burdens, you know, like doing things that they probably just doing for other people and not that they really want to do it, or maybe it's a season to let it go, but they still doing it. What would you say to these type of people that's dealing with these
you
emotional
bondage?
You know
what, again, you have to govern your day so your day does not govern you. Every single morning that I wake up, I know every hour what I'm doing. And so you have to have something to look to as a guide, so that you are not just all over the place. Because when you're all over the place, nothing gets done. You have a tendency to make bad decisions, get over into stuff you don't need to be into, revisiting the past. But it is all about you speaking to your day. In the book of Genesis, God said, "Let there be," and there was. In other words, He was very intentional about His day. He had an expectation for every day, and His expectation was produced every day because He spoke what He expected it to produce. Every day you ought to wake up with an expectation and a command on what that day is supposed to produce. And when we start getting focused on things that matter, okay, we're not socializing as much, but that means you're in your house more, which means you can finally get organized. Okay,
yes.
So we're not socializing as much. That means you're not spending as much gas money. Where can you redirect that money? To what savings account, to what bill? So there are things that you can be doing right where you are. And when you begin to maximize where you are, you are going to see the beauty in where you are. The most successful people see the beauty in where they are. They don't see the disadvantage. They tap into, well, what is the advantage where I am, and let me focus on this.
I like that. I like that a lot. I can contest to that. You know, since we've been here, you know, God had already had me on this routine, and it was, I can see that the things were shifting, but I had no idea that COVID-19 was coming. So I was already kind of prepared to kind of settle in this thing, unaware, to my unawares. And I think you had posted something on Instagram about classes, free courses, and it was one.
Yes.
You just, I didn't do about one. Girl, I ended up doing three. I finished all three of them. I finished all three, and they're sending me now more opportunities to take other classes in reference to my other classes that I took, and which is so, it's evolving me even more. So what I'm doing now, I have even more credentials for the people.
Yes.
See, God knows what you're going to need for the people. So while you're sitting here in your moment and you're on social media, look at something that you can grab. I mean, don't let it just be something that you're just looking through out of boredom or just trying to keep up with the Joneses. See what God is throwing out there, what seeds are out there that you can grab onto, that you can start watering in God to get the increase in your life. Like I said, so now I have a certificate from Yale and Johns Hopkins and University of Colorado. But I also been reading a lot of books that is in reference to where God wants me to minister to, you know, what arena he wants me to go into at this point in time, in the season, and it's time for my years to come. And so I'm really, and then I went through all of my stuff, my cupboards and stuff that I had in storage, and I'm going through all this stuff I've been carrying around, and I don't even need it anymore. Just to see the things that he had promised me years ago, now he's like, you know, it's like I dug for the treasure, and now I have these things that I have been working on for years ago, and he's saying, you know, hold on to those visions, hold on to that. I made a vision board. It's so many things that I guess what I'm saying, like you're saying, use your days to be productive. Allow Holy Spirit to lead you to your destiny. What is it that you have in your house? What is it that you have accessible to you? Like I said, like you know, gave the courses information. I mean, take advantage of this time to produce the greatness that God has already called you into, is what I say. Go ahead and finish out with some kind of words of wisdom. I know you've been given a lot already. Just something just to encourage that person is saying, you know, okay, how do I get started in that? I've never been a, you know, person of motivation. I've always, you know, not thought that I would be anything. So how do you encourage that person and then give your social media information that they can follow you?
Absolutely. Okay. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain, so they that see it can run with it. It is a basic law of physics that things in motion stay in motion. So once you get started, kind of like when I tweeted out that certification at Yale, you got started and you stayed in motion because you went from Yale to Johns Hopkins to the University of Colorado. But you got started because you had a vision of yourself adding something of value to your resume. And so I tell people that right where you are, take some time today and ask yourself, where do I want to be in my life 1 year from today? Am I married? Am I living in Miami? Am I a business owner? Am I debt free? Have I already written my first book and now I'm traveling the world? Because eventually the quarantine is going to end. We're not going to be in quarantine until the Lord returns, okay? States are already starting to open back up, right, wrong, or indifferent. The reality of it is that we are coming up out of this whether we like it or not. So here's the thing. You have to get a vision for your life. And when you have an idea, a goal, a vision for your life, then you can begin to write down that vision. And when you begin to write down that vision, then guess what? You can begin to break that vision down into steps. When you begin to break that vision down into steps, now you have goals. When you begin to set those goals, then you can go research, how do I achieve these goals? And sooner than later, then you're going to realize that you're just rolling along, because once again, things in motion stay in motion. And so you're going from victory to victory, from platform to platform. And I stop by to tell everybody listening in, the hardest part is getting started. But if you've got to put on some Beyonce to get started, put on Beyonce to get started. Whatever hypes you up, whatever gets you going, because I'm telling you, this time is what you make it. Everybody is not coming up out of this quarantine beat down, broke, and disgusted. Some of us are coming out empowered. Some of us are coming out better. I'm personally taking this time. I'm doing so many things. I made a list of things that I've done during this quarantine time, and I'm already at over 20 things that have been accomplished because I've been able to focus my energy more. I live in a major city. In Atlanta, it's nothing to be in rush hour traffic for 2 hours every single day. Well, now I just saved myself 2 hours. So what am I doing 2 hours every day to better my life?
Yes. Tell everybody where they can follow you so they can keep up with everything you got going on and all the information you give.
Absolutely. Well, you know what? You can go to my Facebook page. That's pretty popular with everybody. That is Facebook/ speak, S-P-E-A-K, speak, and then my name, Tara, T-E-R-A, Carissa, C-A-R-I-S-S-A. It's a verified page, so you'll know you found the right one. Facebook.com/ speak Tara Carissa. And actually, we're getting ready to live stream our food giveaway in Ghana in about 5 minutes. I'm working with a pastor over in Ghana and some teams here in the United States, because we're fortunate in the United States, you know, for people that, you know, are getting that government stipend, at least you know where money is coming from. But in a lot of countries, their government is not set up to receive any money. So they are literally depending upon the saints of God who can spare and will spare. And so for proof of where the money that I asked my supporters to give to, for proof of where that money went, you can go to my Facebook page. We're live streaming at noon Eastern, and you can literally see the food distribution that is taking place right now in Ghana.
Oh, wow, that's happening right now. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us while you're in the midst of all of that. We love you so much. Thank you, sister.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you. All right, you guys, we're closing the show. Thank you so much, everybody. Gina, that was a bomb show. Until next time, live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. We are loving you. Bye-bye.
Dr. Gina's radio chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina.